Gareth, one for you.
Hey, Naked Scientists. I have a question about stress. I realized that how stressed I feel is not necessarily a reliable indicator of how stressed I actually am. And at the same time, getting it tested properly is probably expensive and impractical. So my question is, how do I measure this in a practical way in my own daily life for myself? And perhaps more importantly, how do I help my team keep track of their actual stress as opposed to just asking them how they feel today?
So stress, Gareth, and how we measure it.
So I think stress obviously has physical and psychological sort of outputs, if you like. So physically, we know that our heart rate might go up if we're stressed, or our blood pressure might go up, we might start to sweat, our pupil size might change. But those are all sort of signs of what's going on the inside, with sort of increased hormones being released, such as adrenaline, and getting us ready for running away. And that's all a bit evolutionary, really, just getting your body ready to fly away. I'd like to dispel the myth that stress is bad, though. So there's a law which is called Yerkes-Dodson law, which is basically like a bell curve that just shows that if you're not very stressed, you won't perform very well. If you're very, very stressed, you won't perform very well. But if you've got a little bit of underlying stress, your performance goes up as that stress increases. So I think that's useful for people to know. Stress is not a bad thing. The question about practical day-to-day stress measurement, I mean, there are, you know, sort of scores you can do to determine your stress levels, tick sheets and things. But I did find out that you can get personal fitness monitors that now have stress detector parts on them, like your Fitbit or, you know, other electronic device. The only thing about those is it's got to be a bit context specific, because it's just measuring physiological measurements. It's just, what's your heart rate doing? How much sweat are you producing? And so on, rather than knowing where you are at the time, because you could just be running at the gym or running for the bus or something like that, as opposed to be in a stressful situation at the time. And the other thing is, we obviously have a way of looking for stress in the real environment, and maybe you could use it at work, which the police use, which is lie detector tests. So they're a way of measuring sort of physical observations to see whether people are lying, which is obviously making them stressed. And they look for minute changes in physiological measurements to see, to determine if someone's not telling the truth. And that's, I suppose, in a way, a very practical way of measuring stress.
They look for galvanic skin responses, don't they?
That's right.
This is little bits of sweat on your skin that changes how well your skin conducts electricity.
And measure your ECG at the same time, and measure your blood pressure during the test, all those sorts of things.
Thank you, Gareth.